Thank you.
The sugi of Tfilah Skelim begins at the very back, at the very end of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. And it would seem from the drashas of the and the sugya there that it should be a din d'oraisa. You should have it here. And whether it's a din d'oraisa or not, the machlokes rishonim. Rav rishonim hold that tefillas kelim the din d'oraisa. We learn from parshas klei midyan. And the questions that are raised, I think, is a tesis of riddus, tesis de rabbanon, and the lashon of Rambam is a little bit unclear. The Ramban says in Perek Yud Zayin, Halachei tefillah zu shematbilin klei asuda and elkochem and agoyim v'achach yutru lachil v'shtiya einam le'inyan tuma betara elam yidivrei soifrim. The remez law called over Shayobi Beish Taviru Beish, the Toyer. Mipiashmu Lomdu, Shayna Medaber Elabataros, Mide Guli Goyim, Veloy Vide Tuma. And then he finishes off by saying, Vechemin Shakos Vitor, Amuchachom, Hoysiv Leitara, Acher Avi Rose Vishla Tiro, Viguli Goyim. See, there's so many different Lashonis. Adav Tzorach Bira, the Machlekes, the Neis HaKelim, Hadalim Pshat and the Rambam. On one, and he says that it's Mipi Ashmua Lomdu. So that sounds like a Deiraisa. And then he says, Omu Chachomim, Hoysif Letara Achar Veirosa Veish. It sounds like the Rabbana Tekedin. Then he says, Midi Veisoifrim, which is also a Lashon, we're not sure what that means. That's why in the Rambam there is Machlekes HaMeforshim as to what the Shittas of Rambam is. In the Ramban, in his Pirush Tuchumish, the Ramban over there writes that Libi Meharer, the Havi Mi Divreim, Libi Meharer. So we're not sure what that means. Does Libi Meharer mean that I know it's a Deiraisa, but I have questions? Or does it mean Libi Meharer, and therefore I think it's a Derabban Tikadin? So that's the Tzvi Pesach discussed that one of the Chuvas. Yeredeh Simon Kuf Tesvo, maybe you have it here. And he holds that the Ramban, the Ramban is the Raisa Digadin, but Libi Mahara, that he's not sure how to negotiate some of the Gemaras. What's the Nafkamina, whether it's the Raisa, whether it's the Rabbanon? And the Pasha said it should be it's the Raisa. Rav Hashem said it's the Raisa. The Rashi sounds like the Raisa, and the Rajbon, and the Ritva, and the Rosh, and the Achron, and the Rebbe Huda, and the Chachmosam, all said it's the Raisa. The and Mefurish is only, I think, a place that's written as Mamish Mefurish. And then this question, the Rambam, what is, how does this all come to a head in Sif Tes? In Sif Tes, there is a discussion that Shulchan Aruch talks about the being Tovel Kalim Shulim. Not Shulim, but Kalim that are a Mashkin. Mashkin, Evdikechum, a goy, I borrowed money from, I lent money to a goy, and the goy gave me a Mashkin. So and we know that the goy wants to get back afterward. So is that considered to be that the goy gave me his keli? In other words, the din of tefilas kelim is a keli of a goy that came into the rishus of Yisrael. So if a goy gives me a keli as a mashkin, but his intent is to pay up and to give me and to get his keli back, so that's the Tesis raises that question whether it has to be told or not. Savim lav yat bilenu b'loy bracha or yikne kliyacha vit bilenu imoy. So Shulchan Aruch paskins that it should be we should do tefillah because that's safik l'chumra and the bracha is safik d'rabbanan, safik bracha is l'alkel. So it sounds like that the Shulchan Aruch would paskin that Tvilas Kalim is a Dindei Raisa. It's because this in the Gemara, a Mashkin Ovid Kechovim is a in a Boyd La Yivshita. Now the question is, the mitzvah Tvilas Kalim was assumed to Dei Raisa they get in. What about the din of not using the keli until one does tevila? Right. In other words, the pashtus is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. A ma'isa mitzvah tevila keli. In addition, the Rama says there's also a din that one should not use it in tziv ches. Also, lishtamish be letzorchei suda, afilu derech haroi. The Rama has it in a few places. So where does that din come from that it's also lishtamish? So the Ozuro holds that's also part of the din deiraisa. And the Lashon HaRambam, is Uimpiya Shmua Tvila Zu Shemad Bilin Kli Asuda Nel Kochem and Agoyim. The achar kach yutru la'achila v'shtiya. Right, so Lashon HaRambam is that this is part of the Gedera mitzvah, that the mitzvah is to do tefila in order that we'll be able to use it. Tosfos has, and that daf in the end of Avodah Zarah, Tosfos says, what happens if I if one Jew Avoshul and Loy, Omer ben Shmuel, Yisrael Sheshal Klimi Yisrael Chaveroi, Shekonim Oibid Kechavim, Tzorach Tvila. If I borrow a keli from another Jew, Yisrael sheshol keli mi Yisrael chaveroi, that requires tefila. Kevan shebo lidei chiyov tefila biyad Yisrael rishon. So Tosfos says that the second Jew has to do tefila. Kevan shebo lidei chiyov tefila biyad Yisrael rishon. So the mashmos of this taisa is, why is the second Jew doing tefillah? The first Jew is mechuyav to do tefillah. So just a question of arevas. So the mashmos of taisa is, because it became mechuyav in tefillah already, because it came from a rishus of a goy to rishus Yisrael, so memela, that's what the achrayim assume, memela, there's an isur ishtamshus until I do tefillah. Came in shaboli dechiyav. So the mashmos of the Rambam is that that tefilas kelim is part of the mitzvah of tefilas kelim, and the Ozuro spells it out that that's part of the mitzvah deiraisa. On the other hand, we know that it's also the Rama writes at the very end of the siman in Omar v'shtamesh, if a person used the keli without the tefilas kelim, it doesn't asa the food. So lashon the Rama is in Omar Mishdamish. So that means that he did an Easter by using it. Is that an Easter day rice or an Easter drabbanon? So again, all we have clear in that is the Yerzerua. Otherwise, it's not that clear. However, there is an approach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has the following approach. He says that the lechayra hishdamshus bekli is the bitul asay. In other words, what are your alternatives in lomdus? I buy a keli. No, I buy a keli from a guy mechuyev to be teila. When am I mevatel the mitzvah? When is the bitul asay? So you could argue the bitul asay is a person's nifter, and he has keli that he wasn't teivel. All right, he's mevatel mitzvah of tevila. You could argue if he has a keli and he breaks the keli, no, then he's mevatel the mitzvah. So if you argue, you say that the beetle mitzvah is only if the keli breaks, if he dies, so then takel the Easter Ishtamshus is probably an Easter Drabbanon. So Shlomo Zalman thinks that that's not Svaridim. It's not Svaridim to say that the mitzvah is only mevutol when it's the Yeshu Lekaimai. He yields for carry. He yields that's where the Isur Shtamshus comes in. A person is Mishtamish Bekelim She'enam Tevulin, so then one is Mevatel the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah was, as part of the, there's a Svarah to say that. Why? Again, it's a Svarah. I don't think it can be done a Raya. The Parsha of Tfilas Kelim is in the same context as the Parsha of Agolas Kelim, for being Klei Midyan. Right, so there's a svara to say that just like Hoisiv Taral Tarosik, that just like the Torah says, give me a parsha, how am I going to be matir clay the clay midyan for Shtamsha to get rid of the gil avedazara? So I have to do something else to be matir Ishtamshus. And the Ishtamshus Beli Tvila, that would be the Beitel Mitzvah. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes a step further. Is the following chiddush. He says that he thinks, and he says it's a svara, he doesn't have a raya for this, but he says he thinks that the vital mitzvah is if a person has a mikveh in town and he's not tovel, then that is, he's mevatel the mitzvah, he doesn't give a shir. He said you have a mikveh easily accessible and you're not tovel. So it sounds like he holds you be mevatel a mitzvah. It isn't exactly when. He says the idea of being mevatel a mitzvah al yidei eshtamshus beli tvila, that only if there's no mikveh in town. If there's a mikveh in town, so if I procrastinate and I have an opportunity to do the tvila and I don't do the tvila, then I'm mevatel a mitzvah. If I don't have a mikveh in town, to have to travel some of the place of the mikveh to use the mikveh. So then if I use it without going out of my way to do the mitzvah of tefillah, then I'm about to the mitzvah. But again, it's a chiddush. What's the how does all this come to play itself out? What would happen if, and this happened, could happen, I'm invited to somebody's house and I have reason to believe that they were not tovel the kelim, right? That when they bring out the various kelim, there are big stickers on the kelim. So I figure they weren't tovel the kelim. Or in the course of conversation, it comes up that somebody mentions tefillas kelim, and you see that the balabatim are clueless to what tefillas kelim is. So what's taka the din? And what's taka the din if I'm aware in advance? Let's say there's no b'chol no mikveh in town. So how is there part of the kelim and not tovel? So what's taka the din? So if you hold that hishtamshus beli tvila is the beitel mitzvah, right? As if you hold that the isur lishtamesh is because of being mevatel a mitzvah, where does the isur come from? Right? If you hold that the hishtamshus is the beitel mitzvah, so then you could argue that I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah to be told this person's kelim. I may be mechuyev mitam arvus, but there's no din that I have to go around being told people's kelim. I have to be told my kelim. So if I use my kelim without ishtam, without tefillah, so then I'm about the mitzvah of tefillah's kelim. But if I use your kelim, I'm not mevatel the mitzvah. So if you say that the Isur Ishtamshus is because that's when a person mevatel the mitzvah, so then if I am not mechuyev in the mitzvah, so I'm not mevatel the mitzvah by using the kelim. So Shlomo Zalman said that would be a svara to be mekel in this case. In other words, again, what's the chiddush? The pashtus knowledge. The pashtus is, there is a mitzvah of doing tefillas kelim, a mitzvah of day raisa, posuk and chumash, mitzvah of seif, whatever, mitzvah of pishvua. Then, with pashtus is, in addition to the mitzvah of tefillas kelim, there's an isur ishtamshus beli tefillah. That would be l'choy the pashtus. Right? However, in lomdus, it's possible not so. In lomdus, it's possible that the ishtamshus is the beitel mitzvah asay. That's it. So, Shlomo Zalman says that what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if I come and I'm in your house, I'm a guest, and I find that they were not tovel kelim. So if the Isur Ishtamshus is a separate Isur along with the mitzvah of tefillas kelim, so I can't use the kelim. I'm mishtamish b'davar b'kelim shem tevulim. Mignaf, even if Bali Tshuva. Bali Tshuva, how quick do we have to be to teach the Bali Tshuva that in the parents' home that we told all the parents kelim? So if you hold that it's a separate din, whether did they rise in their bones doesn't matter. So then there's a separate mitzvah of Iser Rishdamshus. If on the other hand you hold that the Iser Rishdamshus is not a separate Iser, but that's the Beitul Mitzvah say of Tfilas Kelem, so if I'm not Mochiv in the Mitzvah, I don't have to worry about Tfilas Kelem. So Shlomo Zalman said this could be a Svara to be Mekel and you're stuck. But he says, but it's not a Svara that works Lamaisa. Why? Because he says, so maybe I, the guest, I, the Baal Tshuva by my parents' table, am not going to be over in the Iser Mishtamshus v'kelim shenim tevulim, but while I'm using these kelim, I'm going to be machshil my hosts. Somebody's mishtamish v'kelim, right? So when my host puts the platters up the food, when the host serves me the food, when my host invites me to use his kelim, so I'm being machshil him because I'm mishtamish in his kelim. So as I eat his food on his kelim, I'm now being machshalim in Iser, I'm being mevatel the mitzvah tefillas kelim. So that was Shlomo Zalman's zahara, that it could be a svar lahok, the lomdus may be good, but lemais it's not going to work. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a similar idea, but he says, and he says that this is a Kabbalah from the Chazon Ish, which he believes is probably not a correct Kabbalah. He says it's probably that with a very poor pedigree. He says the following. He says it could be, you could argue, that when I'm sitting at somebody else's table, I'm not increasing the Ishtamshus Bechlal. In other words, my host wants to serve me on plates. They want to serve, so therefore they put on plates. So now they've been using these plates ever since they bought them. They'll continue to use them after I've been there. When they pull them out, they want to use plates because they want to serve me on my plates. Whether I eat off the plate or not is not a significant new Ishtamshus Bekeli. So he said it could be that there's no Iser in being Mishtamesh Bekeli when I'm not significantly adding to the way the Keli is being used. Once the Keli is out in front of me, so the host is using it. Whether I happen to eat off it or not, that's not a significant Ishtamshus. So the Rav Moshe Sternbach himself questions whether the Chazon would say this. It doesn't like that it's such a, he doesn't think it's a powerful svara, a compelling svara, that Ishtamshus means sort of overall usage. Ishtamshus means am I picking something off this piece of plate? Am I using this spoon? That's Ishtamshus. Who says Ishtamshus is this concept of it being in use, it being. So it is hard to be semich in that lahakil. Moshe Sternbach points out that it could be other ways of being makel lemaisa. And says, after all lemaisa, we will discuss. Porcelain does not require tefillah. We'll discuss that a little bit better. What requires tefillah? So glass requires tefillah. So how many glass dishes do you use usually on the table? Only matechas requires tefillah. So he raises a possibility. We will discuss later on different forms of matechas. He raises the possibility that maybe the matechas that we have now is not the matechas aksuba b'teira. That is different metals, different alloys, different combinations. He said that might be a svar lahokel. But ultimately, the only svar that a person has lahokel, that the poskim are happy with, again, when stuck, so when some there's semech and svaris, but especially the Isser Shtamshus and Isser Rabbam. But Rav Moshe Feinstein has the following svar. And Shlomo Zalman Orbach accepted it to some degree as well, that Hishtamshus means, it's a Chiddush, Hishtamshus means necessary use, not use because of etiquette. In other words, a person's eating a piece of schnitzel. How essential is the plate to eating a piece of schnitzel? Are you really being Mishtamish in the plate? You're a mannered person. Instead of taking the plate, putting it aside, and eating in the free air with your hands, right? As many adolescents would do, right? Instead of cutting it on the table, so using the plate, is that a shtamshus? have a you have a piece of kugel or something. All right, so you use a fork. So you don't get your hands dirty. Is that a shtamshus b'kli? So again, the pashtus says yes, it is a shtamshus. That's the pashtus. That's what it means. Use a keli. Mishmash has a chiddush. That maybe that's it's only called ishtamshus if you need the keli. So that if Ravosha's malach is correct, so it means the only problem a person will have is drinking drinks and eating soup probably. So according to Rav Moshe, that would be an eitzah. A person is stuck in a situation where they're invited to somebody's home, and they're there in the house, and then if they realize that the kelim are not kelim tevulim, so you turn down, so you won't have soup, so you won't drink from their glass tumblers, right? But a lot of the other things that one can eat, one will be able to eat, and be soymech, so you have already three chidushim to be soymech on. And the poor Mesaira, that maybe the Chazanish is Chiddush, and the Ravosh is Chiddush. Nope. So three Svaras, maybe then there is another possible Svar as well. And that is very similar to what Shlomo Zalman said, a little bit of a different Kinech. And that is that even if you'll say that I'm being Mishtamish Bekeli right now, but right now I can't do Tevila. Right now, I cannot pick up and take your kelim and walk to that Nisr Gezel to pick up in the middle of the meal and take a kelim and be them. So, if I cannot be tevil them, maybe I'm not being mevapel in mitzvah. So again, that depends on the lomdus whether the Nisr Shtamshus is the beetle mitzvah say or not. But those are basically three independent svaras, each one with a little bit of a kenetch of its own. Which I guess if one's really stuck, so one has to be semech on these. Otherwise, very often these situations, when a person's stuck, the alternative is a disaster. Right? It's not a shasat chakadochuk, right? Because what's the alternative? Well, you can tell the Baal Tshuva they can't, that Baruch Hashem, they're keeping Shabbos. That was a huge fight. I have kosher in the house, that's a huge fight. So right away, you're going to give them a huge fight to be told all the kelim. So that's not, that might not be b'chnei she'efshe, might not be smart, it might not help the tshuva of the young child. It may put such a problem into the system that they won't be able to go further. You could be on a problem for a position, and that's where you get stuck in the situation. So then there could be a disaster. You could end up causing oneself not to be able to have a tremendous impact in a community. So that's why these situations usually come up when the Bamish Bashas at Chakadochuk. So then, to be Seimech on the Svaras that were advanced by these Gdeli Yisrael. So then, I think that's what one has to do.
For Moshe's Svara, though, that wouldn't work for the pots.
But the pots is, right, but the pots is not your problem. The pots was the Balabasa cooked in the pots. She finished cooking. So she was over and she was Mishtamish. But the Ramah writes, Mavar Mishtamish, there's no visa in the food. So your problem is only with your Mishtamish with Mamish, what is Befonim. But that's not your problem. That was, you're not being Machzik there, there, or nothing. She cooked the whole family.
Right, but if you're coming over with a family of, say, three, and
there. All right, but that's already.
She may have used a bigger pot.
All right, could be. It could be, but that's a different issue. That's when you accept an invitation to begin with, separate issue. So then you were don't look after the chosid. She probably is right. This is when you're caught
in the kafskos, then the whole question doesn't get off the ground.
That's no. I gave the example when you find out b'shas ma'isa. Otherwise, why are you there? Why are you there? Because you didn't think it was going to be a problem.
The fourth story about the.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help as far as being machshil the actual owner of the kli, does it? Or like, is there nothing?
And that's what you mean?
I mean, even though that helps as far as you not being yourself, not being over Hishamshus because you can't take their kli and go total it, but does that actually affect whether or not you're machshil the actual
whether you're actually machshil them?
Yeah.
from a Zalman Svar? Probably not. Good. Then there's a discussion amongst the Rishonim. It's discussed in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chaf Aleph as to whether if a person has a keli from a goy, so one has to do tefillah, and one has to also do has to kasher it. So is there a seder to tefillah and to kashering? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Chaf Aleph Siv Beis Lokach Mem Kelim Shenishtamish Behem Bechamin. Person purchased the keli that's been used has to be kashered. So magilon v'acharkach madbilon. So first do agola, and then one should do tevila. That's based on the lashon of Rishonim in the sugi in Avodah Zarah. Is that takadin? So that's what the Achronim say that the Shulchan Aruch meant to be medayik v'lashon. And you have Lishonis and the Rishonim and Achronim that it's Toval v'sheretz v'yodoy. If they do the tefillah and then do the Hagolah, which is very difficult to understand. Why should that be so? They're two separate halachas. I have to kasher and I have to do a mitzvah tefillah. Why should one be before the other? And the Togel Mervava, Taka is Mekel, and that halacha l'maisa. He says, if it's not a ben yoymoy, so then, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, he says that Lani is daiti, din ain't a ben yoymon. Luchuli alma shari lad biloy tchila shari ain kan telu sheretz biyon mikiv sheinu ben yoymai. So ain kan shum beis michush. It says if it's an ainu ben yoymai, so then it's not an iser de raisa. It won't be the iser of being mevashal tam. Be a separate din de rabbanon of not using kelim sheinu ben yoymai. So he thinks that then one can be Megal. What's the basis for this, for the Chumrah? How do we understand the Chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch? That one should do Tevilah before Tevilah. So the Rosh Sternbach suggested in the Tshuva that it may not be called Klei Tashmish yet. If you can't use the Keli, because it's Treif, so maybe it did not become Mechuyev in Tevilah. Suggest that as a possibility. It could be that you could argue it's not nichnas l'shus Yehuda yet. Same kind of idea, that the chiyuv of tevila hasn't been chal yet, and that's why you have to first do hagola before one does the before one does the tevila. Which kelim are chayovim in tevilas kelim? Right, so we discussed that it's number one, that it's a mitzvah deraisa with the possibility of being a mitzvah derabbanan. We discussed isa v'shtamshus, that may be part of the getter a mitzvah, it could be a separate din, it could be a machlekes with a deraisa tikadin, a derabbanan tikadin. Which kelim require tzvila? So that has to be divided into two separate discussions, what materials and what kind of kelim. So the what kind of kelim is a discussion in the Shach and Taz. It begins with Mechab and the Ramah about Keli, about a Sakin Shal Avodah Zarah, a Sakin Shal Shechita. In Sif, hey, Sakin Shal Shechita, Yesh mi sha'omer she'ein ein tzarech tevila. L'chara, any Keli that a person uses in the preparation of food and in the eating of food should require tevilas kelim. That's taka we should learn from the parashah of Klei Midyan. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Sakin Shal Shechita, O Sakin Shemafshitin, if it has a knife, let's take the knife that one does Shechita with, Sheyesh Mishem Sheyein Et Zerach Tevila, V'yesh Cholkin, so the Ramah says, that what should we do? Teila Teiloi V'loi Bracha, do Tevila without a Bracha, Safik, we should do Tevila without a Bracha. Then the Ramah goes on to say, Abarzlim Shem Misaknin Bahen, Hamatzos, the metal rods that are used to flatten out the matzos, einam tzricham tevila. They don't require tevila b'chlal. So, the rods that are used to flatten out the matzos are also rods that are used in the course of cooking. Elamai, the Nesekelim explained that the barzalim only touch food that is not roi l'achila. So apparently, the Ramah paskins food that's not roi lachila does not require tefillas. A keli which primarily touches food that's not roi lachila is not considered to be klei suda. What about a sakin shel shechita? Sakin shechita also only touches food that's not roi lachila. It's left to do melicha, and you have to cook it. So, and there, the Ramad just said yesh cholkin v'tevle tevle blei brachas. The Ramad was more machmer by sakin shel shechita. So what's the Nesekelim point out the following. They point out that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, apparently it's possibly Aruch, that a keli that only touches food that's not relechila is potter from tefila, and that's not called klei suda, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch paters up sakin shel shechita, and lechari would pater up bars and mishalom matzah as well. On the other hand, the Ramah seems to be soyser himself, because in one hand he has sakin shel shechita, he says we should do tefillah without a bracha, and Barzalim he says doesn't require tefillah at all. So how do you miyashu the Ramah? How are you going to be machalik between sakin shel shechita and Barzalim? That's a machalik of shach and taz. Whether do we say that with the Ramah's approach of here was to be machmir by all kalim that don't touch food that's edible. So the Ramah spelled it out, legabe sakin shel shechita, and when it came to the Barzalim, he thought we would figure it ourselves, that Barzalim shel matzis is the same thing as sakin shel shechita, and the Ramah is a shita that clay su'uda that touch or kalim that are in contact with food that is not rei lachila, savikis or tasafek. So we should be told that a bracha. That's the shita of Ramah. When the Shach says no, we should be daik in the Ramah. The Ramah dafkus mechalik between the sakin shechita and Barzalim. Hayi mechalik. So a sakin shel shechita is a keli which primarily is used for a davar sheinu roi lachila, but it's possible to use it in the context of edible food. A Barzalim shel misakin shematzah is are not used, then it's hard to imagine how he's going to use them for an edible food. So the Shach's sheet is that apparently what the Ramah is saying we should do is if one has a keli, and the keli, even if a keli is uniquely, and it would be hard to imagine how we could use it otherwise, like you have if a person has a metal a roller that's used to make cookies, so it only touches food that's not roi lachila, so not chayv in tefila. But if the same keli could be used with tzarech food that is edible, so that's when the Ramah says, in that case, here's a suffix if that's considered to be clay suda or not. Let's look at so that's halacha number one. So we would follow the Shach's approach, that if you have a keli and it could be used, but it could be that the Ramah had to say, we say the same thing, legabe a sakin shem afshitin, because the same sif, a keli which is normally used for flame. So that's halacha number one. Then the Fischei Tshuva quotes the Chochmas Adam at the very beginning of the Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph. No, the Rebbe of Kuf Chaf. The first Pesachei Tshuva, Chosu B'Sefer Chochmas Adam. If you have very large vats, Shemevashlan by Sheikhar, so nearly the Tzvichim Tzvila, they should require Tzvila. Af Al Pi, even though they're still called the keli. Ve'ein lem takana ela shiyadbila o yinkei bem nekev godol shiyizbatal mitoras keli yachay itakanaisa umi Yisro. Why is that? Lefi ma sheshamati she'efshe shemevashlin boy einoy roi l'shtiya b'chlal ad shemesanin noisoy efshe shal zeh soim chnoilam she'ein toilu noisom u'mikol mokim tzerchi. Maybe he says that the reason it doesn't require tzvila is because the sheikhra that's been cooked inside is not edible until it's strained. So really it's dovash enibri l'shtiya. So nevertheless he thinks that one should be told them why. Loi gora misakin shal shchita l'kamen. Kevin she roi l'shtamish boi machal acher. It says that this sakin shal shchita becomes now the model. I have these large vats. So there's several svaras to be make of. So one svara is that it's kavu. We'll discuss that in a moment. Another svara is that it's only used for things that aren't roi l'achila. So he says, but that's the shita of the shach based on the Ramah, that even though it is being used for something that's not roi l'achila, but it could just as well be used for the roi l'achila to do tefillah that of bracha. Just parenthetically, I should have mentioned this before. The Ramah that tells us, gives us eitzes. You have a Ramah that says that when you're stuck, how does one, for example, let's say it's Erev Shabbos. You have in Sif Tez Zayin. Im Shochach v'lehitpil kelim Erev Shabbos. Im Erev Yom Tov. Yitnenu lo'ivet kechomim matona. V'yachar kach yishonu mimenu. Umutu l'shtam ishboi. So again, the Mechaber says that's another makor for the Isur Mishtamshus if one hasn't been told it. And the last remote one that I quoted, but the fact that the Shulchan Aruch gives us eitzes as to what to do, again, sounds like that is shtamshus, and then you can even argue even stronger from the Shulchan Aruch. Once Shabbos comes in, so I'm not allowed to be toiled, because once I be toiled, I'll be over the Easter of Tikkun Keli. So it sounds like that even if I'm in a situation where I cannot be toiled, there still is going to be an Easter and a shtamshus be Keli. So the fact that the Mechaber gives us these eitzes would seem to indicate, number one, the Isur Hishtamshus, and number two, that there's an Isur Hishtamshus even when I'm not able to be Tevelet. So that would seem to indicate against the Svar of Shlomo Zalman, that even if my Hishtamshus is not a Bittul Mitzvah, it is separate Isur Hishtamshus when something is a Keli Shena Tovel. What else would not require, what else, how else are we magdir kalim that are clay suda? Right, so first we said it has to be usable. Moshe says, and this is Allah Shitosei, that a keli which does not have a significant impact on the food. The moshel, if you have a cookie box. So the cookie box doesn't do anything. The example of the Chochmas Odom was a vat. So without a keli, you can't store the liquid. So that's a significant contribution to the food. But a cookie box, a cookie tin, what's it doing for the food? You can have it out on the counter. You can have it in the bag. So that is not considered to be clay suda. Rav Moshe took it a step further, and this is very much debated, and that is a toaster. We'll discuss toasters later on in the context of appliances, but Rav Moshe writes that a toaster does not require tefillah, because what does it do? It dries it out. It was a good piece of bread before, a little bit crustier. No, that's not a significant contribution to the food. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva, I think, in the first volume of Tshuva and Hagos, where he's very surprised about Rav Moshe's chiddush, that he says here you're changing the nature of the food. You eat it, you use it differently. But the yisoid is that if it doesn't contribute significantly to the food, so then Rav Moshe thought that that's not considered to be a clay suda. What about a keli she'enem metaltel mimokim l'mokim? That you can't bring it around. You can't move it at all. It's So Achrayim discuss, is this considered to be clay suit or not? The fact that it's that might be what the Chacham Sanam has in mind when he says V'afal pi she'koyven eisun v'chavim l'karka. Maybe he may have in mind something else. He may have in mind Shita, which is very well known from the Shev Yaakov. Pesachei Tshuva quotes it in Sif Katan Vav. I'm b'tshuva Shev Yaakov. The kelim shenikvam betaner, the loikim mayim chavim shebo, the lishus, they have kelim that are fixed to the wall of the oven, and one removes them only to bring in water. So the Shev Yaakov says a tzorach tvila klal, afim heim shol matches, va'af tepam shevchin. So the Shev Yaakov is mechadish that since I have a keli that's fixed to the tanur, it does not require tefillah. That apparently is what the Chochmas Adam is referring to, these large vats. The Chochmas Adam thought that was not a reason to be mekel. Tzrichim afal pi shekoyven eisonu mechavim lekarka mikol mokoyim dinei kekli. He thought that the What's the machlokes over here? So apparently the machlokes over here is, I think that Ephraim quotes it parachava on the side, that the Shev Yaakov is a chiddush, that we should learn that since tefilas kelim is a requirement that we take the kelim, we put it into a mikveh, and the lashon of the Gemara is hosif tumasay al tuma, hosif taral al hosif lo tarasay, so we should learn that a keli is only chayiv b'tvila if it's a keli that's mekabel tuma. Chayiv is a big chiddush because it's in the context of echshar kelim. We're going to be machshar kelim. If you have a tanur, we'll discuss how to be machshar the tanur, even though it's mechubel l'karka, even though it's mechubel l'binyan. So, and l'chayiv is often the same parsha. So l'chayiv is a big chiddush. The mitzvah tefilas kelim is a din of being machnas kelim the teruch beis Yisrael. So the Shev Yaakov's chiddush is that something that's mechubel l'karka that should not be chayiv in tefila. Why? Because the sugya seems to indicate that kelim that there's some connection between the din of tefilas kelim and the din of tefila mitara. I thought that this might be a machlokes in 2 days in the Ramban, two lishonis in the Ramban, when the Gemara explains how do we know that we have to use a mikveh. Kulan tzvich and tefillah v'arbom so menon emile. So Omer Rav Domer Kro Kol Dover Sheyove Beish V'toher Hoisiv Lecha Kosev Tara Acheres. In addition to Hagolas Kelim Tani Bar Kapor V'toch Shenema B'mei Nida. So I should require Zo Achilek. So the two Lashonis in the Ramban. One Lashon in the Ramban is that we require memsa, but this is agzeiras hamelech, and that we should not see it as a din and tara. Another lesson in the Ramban is that when it says since we learn memsa from the lashon of vitoher, so that means that there is an element of yitzia mituma. So it could be that the machlekes achroinim of whether a keli she'ena mekabel tuma requires tefilas kelim may depend on how you learn pshat in this gemara, and that may depend on lashonis the Ramban. And as we go further, so we'll see that there are several situations where this Shev Yaakov is referred to. There's a big machlekes aposkim whether the minig Yisrael is to be seimechan this and this Shev Yaakov. the Minchas Yitzchok thinks that it is a significant Minhag Yisrael at this point. So we'll this will come up several times, especially in the context of appliances, will come up again. What are the materials which require Tzvilas Kelim? So it's clear from Chumash that Tzvilas Kelim is on Mateches, right? And that Kli Cheres does not require Tzvilas Kelim. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Kli Zchuchas, that glass, does require Tzvilas Kelim Mid Rabbanon. One of the first Pischei Tshuvas is, what about porcelain? What about glazirt? I think you have it. Should be. The beginning of Kuf Chof. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes, I think, Shelas Yavetz. Kelim Abom, Medinas Ayom, Shinigron, porcelain. Vidayman, the place Chuchas. He says that if they look like glass, they shine like glass. There's even a discussion by the, we'll discuss it, the Chacham Tzvi, if porcelain is Beileya, or the din of glass. But the Gabe Tvilas Kelim, so the Yavetz thought that they should not require Kelim, even the Devil is Chuchis. Why? Asiyos min achoil, uklei matchis, and it's only klei matchis, and the Rabbon on klei Chuchis. And so Rav Moshe points out that after this, Shelus Yavetz, so the minig evolved to be tovel porcelain. Why? Because it was assumed that anything which is, that most porcelain was glazed, and therefore it was seen as if the clay cheres had clay zchuchas on top of it. So Rav Moshe points out in a very brief tshuva that glazed kalim in the olden days is different than glazed kalim nowadays. Glazed kalim in the olden days, so that was a significant glass covering that was shaped on top of the porcelain. And therefore, he thought that then there was a reason to be Nagiser, to be Nagadin of Tevila. However, he says that nowadays, how do you do glaze nowadays? There's a certain chemical that when spreads on top of a clay cheres, and when one bakes the clay cheres, this chemical gives a shiny surface, so that it's easy to clean and it's easy to work on the top. So Rav Moshe holds that this chemically induced shine on top of the klecheres is so insignificant that it's certainly not an independent surface, and it probably is not what Chazal had in mind. They're talking about glass. So that's what Rav Moshe passing as a Dover Poshet Moed, that glazed china does not require tefillah. There are many, many communities that do not follow Rav Moshe. That's why very often Chassam and Kalas bring their china sets to the mikveh to be tovel them. But l'chayr, what Rav Moshe is saying makes a lot of sense. That glazed china is not tzchuchas anymore. Sometimes you go to a museum and you see old pieces of earthenware with thick glass layers on top of it. All right, so then it made sense to do tefillas kelim on that. But nowadays, that's what the Yabbis points out. It's porcelain, it's clay adoma. It doesn't require tefillah v'chlal. Okay, so next week, Mishnah, we'll go further and we'll speak more about the various materials. We'll speak about plastic and aluminum. And then we'll come to discuss some of the other shahs which come up about the disposable kalim and the electric kalim and we'll discuss the topic of Gersh Nizgayer, different shahs which come up, can cotton do tefillas kalim, different things which come up lamaisa. Okay?
does a kumi tefila, no matter, even if there's a very small part that's metal or a small part that's glass, or it has to be a
similar. So we'll discuss that. So it depends on whether that is a highly functional part of the keli or not. If it's just a handle, it's not that. If it's the blade, then yeah.
Right.
And then the question we have, you have a beautiful piece of china that has a nice gold inlay. That's a significant part of the surface. Which it should require, but if it's an insignificant thing, it's just there for design.
So a handle is not considered significant, even though that's where you're holding it?
Does it matter if you can use it without the handle?
The whole and the others. Yeah.
Does it make a difference if you can use the thing without the handle, then it's in the handle.
And also, is the first factor a question of whether it's the derek to use it for regular food also, or whether it's possible to use it for regular food?
That's the distinction. That's the chiddush of the shach. Then that's when you have a savik brachos, a savik tefila.
Okay, meaning something like a roller. So that's something that you could use probably for regular food also. Meaning it's just, I don't know if you want to crush things up or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
meaning
is it less, you know, not dark of a calf, and therefore it's not considered something that's used, or.
You could mash the potato with it.
Right.
I think the shach would say not so. I think the shach would say that the sagas with pizza you can cut with it. So still, it's a shamshus.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't do it because it's you don't want to ruin the shita knife.
Right.
But it's still cutting with it.
Mm-hmm. It's still normal to use the knife with it.
It's still within the normal usage of the knife.
Right. It's cutting. Okay, so it's a question of what's the
value of the idea? To take the thing and start beating down nuts.
Right.
So that's a problem nut. So you can take anything,
Right.
You don't have to start training everything. No. That's why I have been mind
you.
You seem to mention specifically that the Shulchan Aruch says that something would if you did it in the other order, like tefila and hagala, that it would, but it wouldn't be good. It would be good that it's a specific din that you have to do hagala and tefila.
But doesn't the Shulchan Aruch explicitly say in that seif right after it says the thing that's used for hot?
Right.
In the beginning of Hefter Kehan. So he says, but if you did it in the other order, Kehan Mutari.
Right.
So then there's Yesh Omrim that you should do it only in that order.
Right.
But he
right.
specifically says it's Mutari if you do it in either order.
Mutari, yeah. But look, Achille wants to do it. Yeah.
So there's a big difference between. Right? There's like a preference din, and there's. And maybe that's
the
Achille.
That's the name of the Yem.
Okay. Thank you.